The Office of Personnel Management says you and your colleagues are showing your resilience even during the current challenging environment, budget-wise and personnel-wise and everything. Tim McManus, the Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, is going through OPM's message and here to talk about resilience. Tim, good to have you on again, as always.
Good to be here, as always.
What is the good news about resilience and what it means at agencies?
Well, the 2011 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results are in, and 71% of all federal employees who filled out the survey, more than 266,000 federal workers, nearly 71% of them said that they were satisfied with their jobs. And I think that's an incredible number, particularly given the timing of when this survey was fielded. So the survey, federal employees were actually filling out this survey during April and May. And if you'll recall, I think every time we talked, Francis, there was a countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Talk of shutdown, talk of layoffs, talks of RIFs, talks of reduced hiring, talks of no budgets. So clearly that atmosphere and that environment of feds under fire was in play while they were filling this out, and still 71% of them said that they were satisfied with their jobs, and nearly 70%, 69%, actually indicated that they would actually recommend their organization as a great place to work.
It actually sounds like this, countdown. It's more like that. The whole idea of that, I thought, was the most interesting thing about looking at all of these results, is not only were we talking about countdowns and continuing resolutions and confusion and uncertainty and on and on and on, we're also in the middle of pay freeze. There are all kinds of conversations about what will happen to the pay and benefits package because of the budget and all of that, and yet we're still seeing, first of all, the response. I mean, if a survey gets 1,000 respondents, people pay attention to it like it's really just the absolute final word. This is 266,000 people. I'd say we can be pretty confident about the accuracy of the numbers that we get.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, the great thing with the Employee Viewpoint Survey and what OPM has already done with that is that they can, agencies can actually see how they kind of stack up, and there's information, you know, at the agency level that they can go in and begin to look at it and say, okay, if folks aren't satisfied, and again, the reason this issue of satisfaction is even of any importance is because what organizations, both in government, outside of government, have realized is that employee satisfaction actually is a driver of ultimately productivity and engagement. And that's what you want. You want your employees engaged. You want them to be productive. And the way you get them there is to actually provide an environment that's conducive to that.
That's the whole old people leave bosses, not jobs theory, and the boss, of course, being the person who is best equipped to set the tone in the organization.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, that's still one of the things that you'll see in the data from the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey from 2011 is that, you know, there are a few problem areas that are still highlighted. So, fewer people said that they had the resources to get the job done. So again, you know, if you look at the time that this was being fielded, not a huge surprise there. And, you know, I think that's going to be a common theme that we see moving forward as well. One of the other problem areas a little bit is that, you know, as you look at the satisfaction rates of government compared to those in private sector, their satisfaction with their managers lower than what it would be in the private sector. So again, I think government's got some work to do there, and probably even some more work to do given the enormous pressures that are on federal employees, given the new environment. And then I think the third problem area that has really been identified is this issue of performance management, which tends to be a consistent problem year in and year out. But I think, you know, clearly employees are still looking at this saying, you know, I'm not quite sure how promotions are made. I'm not sure that poor performers are being held accountable. I'm not sure how any type of bonus is actually directly related to, end of the day, how I'm performing or not performing.
To the first area, the issue of not having the resources to get the job done, I'll just get a plug in for something that I raised with Sally Katzen a few minutes ago, something that you and I have talked about before, and that's the concept of trying to right-size the mission. If there's not as much job to get done, then the resources that are available could be put toward doing the job that still does have to be done better. And, I mean, the conversation about how big or small government should be is a whole different conversation. This is about efficiency and efficacy more than it is about size or lack thereof.
Francis, I think you're exactly right. And I think that's, you know, that's the conversation that with the partnership actually hopes doesn't get lost in, you know, the current budget debates is, as agencies are going to be forced to go through cuts, you really, again, we've had this conversation a million times. Let's do it with a scalpel, not with a Paul Bunyan axe. And you know, if you're doing with it with a Paul Bunyan axe, you darn well have to make sure that your programmatic priorities are actually changing along with that as well. You can't actually, you know, take huge chunks and still expect that mission efficiency is going to be achieved.
If you had to pull one thing out of this Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey that you liked, didn't like, were surprised by, whatever, what was your high point in this thing?
Yeah, again, I think the biggest surprise, not only for me personally, I think for the partnership and a lot of folks in leadership across government as well, was that, you know, given the circumstances, given the environment, one would have expected, certainly I would have expected, that some of these satisfaction numbers would have been much lower, that we would have seen a decline in the satisfaction of federal employees. And we didn't see that. The only question, and I'll leave you with this, Francis, I think the question still remains, how long can federal employees continue to take what they're taking right now and still be satisfied and engaged with what they're trying to do?
I'll take it that's a rhetorical question, hopefully, that you're not going to ask me for a response to that, and I will file this survey under good news then, based on your assessment of it, Tim.
Absolutely.